Chapter 18. The Prophetess. Rats skitter in the darkness as the last of the chosen gather together, convening for what will likely be the final time. Night has fallen, and it seems that the entire city is holding its breath. Everything is quiet and still, the quailing masses waiting for what's about to befall them. Even now, the R'hllar are coming, the prophetess thinks, as the masked figures enter through the branching tunnels, heads bowed somberly. The last days are finally here. She rises from her place on the slime-covered stones to regard the huddled figures, the light of a single candle illuminating the underground chamber. They form a semicircle around her, 12 men and women, the last of the chosen.
"Why have you called this meeting, Petrenia?"
Micah asks, without introduction, using her given name and her title. Since the prophet's death, the old edicts, and many of the old secrets, have been cast aside.
"There are those of us who would prefer to live out our final days in debauchery, rather than slinking around these sewers."
Several of the others mutter darkly their assent. Pushing back her hood, the prophetess reveals her face, letting her dark curls spill around her shoulders. There's no point in hiding her identity any longer. These people are her sisters and brothers, her chosen family.
"I called this meeting because there's still work to be done."
Her voice carries strongly off the cold stone walls.
"The Ark has fallen, true, but powerful defenses remain standing between the Prince of Darkness and his enemies. We must act to ensure his victory."
"His victory is already assured," remarks Titus,
a heavy-set man with a hideous scar marring his face.
"My sources tell me the prince has brought hundreds of thousands of demons to bear against the city. It's only a matter of time."
"Yes, he'll win," she concedes. "Eventually. How much demonic blood will it take? Lord Asmodeus will not be kind when he learns that we idled away the battle while his troops fought and died for our salvation."
More muttering voices fill the chamber, now sounding less certain.
"Who are you to presume to command us?"
Micah growls, voice muffled by the mask he insists on wearing. The prophetess draws herself to her full height, squaring her shoulders and meeting his black-eyed gaze.
"I'm Petrenia Kent, sister of the Chosen, and descendant of the High Magus Sophronia Kent of old. I'm the last remaining mage in our order, and before he died, the prophet named me as his successor."
A few gasp upon hearing her declaration. As proof, she pulls out a document written in the prophet's own hand, passing it to the nearest chosen for him to examine.
This is impossible,"
Titus murmurs, snatching the document and holding it close to his face so he can read it.
"It's the truth," she replies coolly. "Even in death, the prophet guides our order."
They all review the document, and when they finish, they regard her quietly in the wavering candlelight. One by one they drop and kneel before her, acknowledging her as their new prophetess. All except one.
"You doubt the prophet's decree?" she asks, arching an eyebrow at the still-standing Micah.
"I do not doubt that scrap of parchment," he says, voice brimming with ice. "I doubt your resolve, mage. We've done our duty to the Prince of Darkness. The Ark has been destroyed. Our work is done."
"Our work is never done," the prophetess says. "Don't forget that the prophet..."
"The prophet is dead,"
Micah cuts in.
"Our mandate died with him."
A dead silence settles over the assembled chosen. She gives him a thin smile despite his outburst,
tightening her fingers around the talisman she has concealed in her palm.
"Sometimes an example must be made," she thinks to herself.
Filling with source energy, she utters a spell, pointing at the defiant harbinger with her forefinger. A radiant beam shoots from her skin, blasting a perfect hole the size of a fist in the middle of Micah's chest. He crashes backward, dead, before he even hit the stones. "The R'lar won't be kind to his soul," she says, turning away from the smoking corpse. "As chosen, we are called to serve until our dying breath. There are no exceptions."
Everyone in attendance bows their heads.
"What would you have us do?" Cynthia asks, her voice supplicating as she peers up at her new master.
"I would have you fight," the prophetess answers, motioning for them to rise. She paces, clasping her hands behind her back as she speaks. "Our numbers have dwindled in the recent months. The power we command is a mere shadow of what it once was, but that doesn't mean we are worthless. There is still much we can do to aid the Prince of Darkness in his conquest."
"You would have us sow chaos," Titus says,
understanding dawning on him.
"Precisely," she responds, still pacing. "We can distract the defenders, drawing their focus inside the walls, so they'll be forced to expend precious troops. This will ensure that the battle ends swiftly, and that the prince can end the conflict without losing most of his demons."
"How can we do this?" one of them asks. "We are so few in number now."
"Our anonymity will be our greatest ally," she replies. "We can start fires, poison wells, undermine the defenses so that the demons can break through. We have plenty of gold, so we can hire thugs to help us. It won't take much to shatter the defenders. Their courage is fragile. Only a little pressure will cause them to crack. And the prince, upon hearing of our actions, will reward our righteous deeds."
"Yes,"
Titus hisses fervently.
"This is what the prophet would have wanted."
Stopping before them, Petrenia reaches to her belt and pulls out a dagger. It's a simple thing, plain steel polished to a dull sheen. The edge, though, is sharp, the point almost needle-like, and the metal long enough to punch through ribs and into the fleshy depths of a heart.
"Swear, then, by your blood," she commands, holding out the dagger, "that you will work to undermine the defense of this city until your last breath."
The nearest brother takes the blade and zealously slices into his hand, grinning as blood oozes from his palm. He hands the blade to his left, and the process repeats, every single one of the chosen drawing blood in a solemn covenant that he or she will fight until the end, until their sweet salvation. Finally, after the dagger has made its way around the circle, the prophetess takes the weapon back, the blade dripping with the mingled blood of the harbingers. She rests the edge against her own palm and slices, feeling sharp pain as the flesh opens. Tossing the dagger aside, she raises her bloodied hand.
"Thus, we are bound, and by our blood, our master's victory will be assured. All hail Asmodeus, Lord of the 11th Circle of Hell and Prince of Darkness."
"All hail Asmodeus, Lord of the 11th Circle of Hell and Prince of Darkness," the others repeat.
The prophetess smiles grimly.
"And so, my place in the halls of eternity is secured."
As one, they begin laying out their plans, intently discussing what each of them will do to create an atmosphere of chaos within the city. No one so much as glances at Micah's body, even while the smell of charred meat fills the room.